AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's landed in Italy, where he'll attend a G7 summit tomorrow. Saga Magani reports he and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are set to sign a bilateral security agreement.
The White House says it's a long-term demonstration of U.S. support for the Ukrainian people.
That we stand with them and that we'll continue to help address their security needs, not just tomorrow, but out into the future.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the agreement will not commit U.S. troops directly to Ukraine's defense against Russian attack. At the same time, he says it is a message to Vladimir Putin that Washington will stand with Kyiv for the long haul.
He just cannot wait us out, and this agreement will show our resolve and continued commitment.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sources tell AP G7 negotiators have reached agreement on a plan to provide Ukraine with $50 billion backed by frozen Russian assets. Meantime, Hungary's agreed not to veto NATO support for Ukraine, but Prime Minister Viktor Orban is refusing to provide funds or personnel for any joint assistance effort. Russian forces launched new attacks on Ukraine today, hitting an apartment block in Zelensky's hometown, killing at least 9 people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says mediators will keep trying to close a Gaza ceasefire deal, but
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable, some are not.
Several immigrant advocacy groups are suing the Biden administration over the president's directive to stop asylum processing at the southern border once encounters with migrants reach 2,500 per day. They call it legally indistinguishable from former President Trump's actions. And the House has voted to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio of President Biden's interview in his classified documents case. This is AP News. The government reports inflation eased in May. Core consumer prices, which exclude volatile food and energy costs, rose 0.2% from April, and measured from a year earlier, they were up 3.4%, the mildest increase in 3 years. The reaction on Wall Street?
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks rose on Wall Street following a surprisingly encouraging update on inflation and reassurance that the Federal Reserve still expects to cut interest rates this year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.9%, adding to the all-time high it set a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.5%, building on its own record high. The Dow lagged the rest of the market with a loss of 35 points. It's about 0.1%. Treasury yields dropped in the bond market after the government reported that inflation and consumer prices slowed last month. Yields stayed lower after the Federal Reserve held its main interest rate steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.32%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.